Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Lauren, I was listening to your EP, and it, I must say, very raw and beautiful. I was feeling you.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I want.
I think what's so wonderful right now is, like, one, you're fully independent. You're doing this by yourself. Of course, you have, like, a team, you know, that's helping make the magic happen. But, like, independent, that has to feel scary.
It was a little nerve-wracking, but also, like, I don't know. This year has been this year that I've been doing this. I've been, like, a little bit over a year, probably independent now. I just have really fallen into faith more than anything else. And I know it sounds crazy, but, like, belief that there's always going to be the step ahead of me that I need to take in order to get where I got to go if I'm taking care of myself and I'm doing what I got to be doing. As long as I know what I need to be doing and I'm moving in that kind of way and I'm taking care of myself and I'm, like, actually working, you know what I mean? And, like, doing what I got to be doing, then things will work out. They just always have and they continue to. And so I'm just moving in that.
Yeah, love that mindset. Were you always in that mind frame, or what shifted?
Hell no, dude. The pandemic. Did you guys all get hit upside the head with your thing true?
That's one thing I've always loved about you, too, because I follow you online. And, honey, you have no problem with, like, just saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And I always wonder, how does someone like you get to that space? Like, how do you feel so comfortable being so honest, so real?
I don't know. I feel like that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents are like that too, and honesty has always been, like, a huge, like, core part of my being, and openness. And I think as an artist, the more honest and open you're able to be, the more that you can, like, I mean, this is just for me personally, like, my artistic process, like, I it's cathartic for me, you know, to, like, feel out my feelings and get out the stuff that I'm feeling and going through, and putting it into something beautiful.
Do you have anything you do to get yourself there? Any routines? Anything that when you're, like, scattered that you do to get grounded?
I love that, first of all. There's a lot of things. So prayer helps me a lot, like a lot. Just like, and praying can be whatever it may be to you, you know, like, it's just writing down the things that I am feeling, you know, the things that I'm worried about, the fears that I have and all that kind of stuff, and just kind of giving that up to higher power and then moving and, like, outlining for myself what I want to call in and kind of focusing in on that. Meditation helps me a lot when I actually do it, you know, and I'm gonna say I'm amazing at it, but, you know, I also like baths, like Epsom salt baths and long walks and going to the beach and writing.
Honey, are you single? Because after that, I don't think you will be. Now, let's talk about this, though, because I would love to know what you've learned about yourself so far as an independent artist, especially during this process of creating Prelude.
I have learned that I am meticulous. I have learned that I am capable of much more than I even thought I was. Mm. I've learned a lot about business. And things that I don't even want to really know about, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about leadership. I learned a lot. I mean, I could keep going.
Yeah, we're just listening. We're here receiving it all. But, well, with that, it seems like it's about also getting support, like that you can't do it on your own, even though you're independent. So did you get any advice from any?
Well, we don't do anything alone, you know, in this life.
Oh, love that. And then with that, is there anyone you went to for advice, like any peers of yours in the music industry?
I did go to some of my friends in the industry, and I spoke with Russ a little bit. He's a good friend of mine. He's like just a really talented human and really, really incredible businessman, like just like really incredible, like wherewithal about what has to get done. So I spoke with him. I spoke with Princess Nokia, Destiny bit. I spoke with Victoria Monet a bit.
Yep.
As well.
Good names.
Yeah. I spoke with people that I really love as like people that I've gotten to know over the years and who I've like genuinely built a relationship with, you know?
Yeah, and of course, like, you know, Channel Q, we're a queer station for queers by queers. And, you know, I think it's really interesting as a queer artist, how have you included your identity in your music? And has that kind of shifted and changed or evolved over the years?
Well, I didn't really start writing music until 2018 of my own. So, like, I was already pretty definitely out the closet by then. And definitely, you know, much more comfortable with who I was and my sexuality, you know what I mean? Which I was always comfortable with. It's just the difference between, like, being comfortable with it privately and then being, you know, comfortable with it publicly. Because, you know, people got opinions, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. So, but regardless, I was already very comfortable at that point. So I think that in my songwriting process, I kind of try to keep my songs pretty gender neutral for the most part, like so that I'm always talking to someone or like about someone, and I don't really make gender like a part of it unless it's explicitly a part of it for the story purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Because it's like you don't want to lock yourself into
it.
Open, yeah.
Where, like, it could be dedicated from anyone to anyone, and it could speak to anyone no matter who they are, you know?
Oh, I love that. You're thinking about other people too, not just what it means to you.
To an extent. I mean, the stories are still definitely about me, but I think the thing about what you just said is like we are reflections of each other. Like, we are going through life and a collective experience all the time as a society, you know? And so, like, what I experience and go through, even if it's, like, individual to me, the reason the music is so beautiful is because it can bring people from all kinds of walks of life into the same room, and they'll be singing the same words to somebody, like, because they all feel the same way for whatever reason they do, you know?
Yeah, so when you think about 2018, you said that's when you kind of started writing your own music. That was also around the time that Fifth Harmony kind of just like ended things. I wonder, especially with a year like last year, have you like reflected on that period?
Yeah, I think that I had a lot of time to reflect about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think that Fifth Harmony was a huge part of my life and story, you know, and it definitely navigated those really formative years of my life. You know, I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think back to that time in your life, I'm sure you consider those years like really formative years of figuring out who you are, right? So I had to do that in the context of five people, in the context of a pop girl group, in the context of public eye and all of the bullshit that came with that, you know? So, yeah, it was definitely a lot to process, and I definitely realized there were a lot of things that came with having gone through that experience, just emotionally and spiritually, physically, you know what I mean? Like, just like things that kind of were reminiscent, but I grew from them and I healed them, you know, and this is the girl who was healing them is in this music.
Were they lessons for you?
Oh, period. Yeah, 100%. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm independent. That's why I have my own. That's why I'm moving the way that I am, is because I compromised my artistic self for a grander vision that I do not regret in any kind of way, because, I mean, I did at the time. I couldn't understand why at the time. But when you're a kid and you don't understand why, you have a grander purpose yet, you know, that's what happens. You feel lost, you feel depressed, you feel confused, you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. And you're not, in a way, where you're supposed to be, but you're moving towards it, is what I learned. And I look back at it with love and, like, respect and appreciation, because it got me to the position of knowing who the heck I am and knowing what I want with an unapologetic energy that I'm guided by. And I am aligned with my spirit, and I'm aligned with my intention and my integrity. And as an artist, that's all I wanted. You know, I wanted to be able to make my creative dreams come to life. And I'm doing that. And I'm doing that without opposition and without doubt and fear around me. I'm doing that with a team that really trusts and believes in my vision around me.
I so appreciate that. I feel like we're in the studio just nodding. We're like, yes, like preach, like we're feeling it, because I think that you could have easily been in another mindset. You know, you could have easily come off that and said, like, those are my, you know, sometimes those are my best years, or how do I find myself after this? Like, that could be really difficult. And there's a lot of grieving that happens of your past identity or who you thought you were and like who you actually are and how you reconcile that. So congrats to you. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like what happened to me after the fact was a rediscovery of myself, a reconnection with who I always knew I was but could never express. And now you guys get to meet me.
I know with that comes Dream Collabs. Who are you trying to work with?
Yes. I have a very long list.
Give me top five real quick, rapid fire.
Okay, top five. All right, so number one, Kendrick Lamar. Number two, James Blake. Ooh. Number three, SZA. Number four, Janae Aiko. And number five, Beyonce.
Okay, so we have to wrap up right now, but what would your future self say to Lauren right now?
I think my future self will be really grateful that I moved exactly how I did and I stuck to my gut about what I needed to do. And I think my future self will be like, damn, you could have just, we could have been here maybe a little bit faster, but it's okay. I love you.
It's always the way. I mean, exactly. It happened exactly the way it needed to happen. Well, thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day, y'all.
All right, bye.
Bye. So good.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.